A long time ago, in the land of Indraputra, a king along with his queen ruled the kingdom. The king was handsome and the queen was beautiful. Even though she was beautiful, she was not that kind, as she did not want anybody else to be more beautiful than her. From time to time, she would send her handmaidens in search for anyone who was more beautiful than her. Meanwhile, in one of the Indraputra villages, there lived a kind and wealthy merchant. He was taking a morning stroll near his house, and as he was walking through a garden, he heard a faint sound of a crying baby. He followed the sound, and it led him to a river. As he walked closer to the other side of the river, the crying grew louder and louder. There! It came for a floating sampan, a small boat. He curiously went to take a look inside the sampan. Lo and behold, it was a beautiful baby girl who appeared to be left all alone. His heart ached when he saw how hungry the baby was. He quickly took the baby girl home and his wife prepared milk for the baby. While his wife fed and looked after the baby, he rode his horse into the village town and spoke to the villagers about the baby girl, asking if anyone knew who the parents might be. He also pasted notices around the village so that the baby's parents knew where to find him. The merchant and his wife cared for the baby girl for a week. No one came looking for her. They carried on looking after the baby for another week, then another week, and the weeks became months, and the months became years. They raised her as their daughter and named her Bidasari. Bidasari grew up to be a beautiful young woman who was well-liked by everyone, for she was kind and thoughtful to others. Bidasari was in the village town one day with her mother to buy food for their dinner. Everywhere she went, she would greet and say a warm hello. It so happened that one of the queen's handmaidens was in the village town too, looking for silk for her queen. She saw Bidasari and her beauty. Without hesitation, she called for queen's guards to capture Bidasari. Bidasari was shocked when the guards grabbed her and tossed her into a prison cart. Her mother knew that Bidasari was in trouble. She ran back home to alert her husband, and together they rushed over to the palace. They were too late. By the time they arrived at the palace, the gates were shut. Bidasari was led by the guards to the queen and was made to kneel in front of her.
What's your name, young lady?
Your Highness, my name is Bidasari.
Do you know why you were brought here?
No, my queen, but is there anything that I can do for you? The queen did not reply. Instead, she stared intensely at Bidasari, scrutinizing her looks. The queen was very jealous as she realized that Bidasari was far more beautiful than her. Without warning, the queen raised her hand and casted a spell on Bidasari.
Bidasari, from now on, you will never see the light of the day. You will fall asleep when the sun rises and will only wake up at midnight.
Bidasari fell asleep instantly, and the guards carried her out of the palace and left her at the gates. The merchant and his wife were still there waiting anxiously and tried to wake Bidasari up. The guards told them about the spell and ordered them to take Bidasari and leave the palace grounds. The guards warned them.
The queen is crazy with jealousy. Consider yourselves lucky that this is just a sleeping spell. You better hide and keep her safely away from the queen, in case the queen goes after her again and casts a more wicked spell on her.
The merchant found a place deep in the forest, in another kingdom across the border, far away from the queen's palace, and built a house with a fortress. The three of them lived quietly in their new home, not wanting to attract attention from the queen. When the merchant and his wife eventually passed away from old age, Bidasari was left all alone again. One day, a handsome young prince was on a hunting expedition near the forest, and as he explored deeper into the forest, he separated from his guards and was lost. While trying to find his way out, he came across the fortress. It looked quiet and abandoned. He was exhausted from his long day in the forest, so he decided to enter the fortress and find shelter to rest. He walked through the house and was shocked to see someone asleep in one of the bedrooms. He apologized, and in his embarrassment, he quickly tried to leave. He tripped over a chair, fell over, bumped his head, and fainted. Sometime later, he was awoken by a loud feminine voice. She did not sound happy.
"Who are you? Why are you here? What do you want?"
The prince was awestruck by this woman's beauty.
"My lady, I'm the young prince of this land. I was on a hunting expedition and was exhausted. I wanted to find a place to rest, but fell and bumped my head. I'm very sorry to have entered your home without your permission."
"I see. My name is Bidasari, and I was cursed by the evil queen from the other kingdom to sleep during the day and only awake from midnight until the sun rises again. This house and fortress has been my sanctuary." As Bidasari spent the night telling her stories, the young prince observed how kind, honest, and genuine Bidasari was. He was smitten. The young king promised to bring her back to his palace to marry her. He promised that he would protect her from the evil queen. It turned out that the moment Bidasari fell in love with the prince, the evil queen's spell was broken. Bidasari no longer slept during the day, and together with the prince lived there happily. From time to time, they would return to have a staycation at the fortress and enjoy the peace and quiet. The end.